You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University on Burnaby Mountain.
Folks, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenroth. That was a tune recorded in Sydney, Australia in about 1974 called Wild Goose Chase. And it's got some really good things happening in it. My fingers really worked in those days. Colleen did a superb fiddle break. Rod Coe was playing that innovative electric bass music, which is just what I wanted at the time for the music. I really loved the way he drove it on. Colin Watson was playing acoustic guitar and did a fine job of his break. Graham Lovejoy from New Zealand and the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band was playing mandolin on that track and did a wonderful solo. And that is the Wild Goose Chase. Welcome to an hour of bluegrass music. I hope you're going to enjoy today's show. I've got all sorts of things lined up. Hopefully we'll get through them all, and we will if I stop talking. Here's the David Grisman Bluegrass Experience. I went and had the good fortune to see them play at the Freight and Salvage in California several years ago. And there's this band. I bought the CD, and I can share it with you. David Grisman on mandolin and vocals, Chad Manning on fiddle, Jim Nunnally on guitar and vocals, Samson Grisman on bass, that's David's son, and Keith Little on banjo and a bit of guitar and some vocals. Great band, very entertaining concert, and I've picked out their version of an old Stanley Brothers song written by Carter Stanley, Say Won't You Be Mine. David Grisman, Bluegrass Experience. Great version of that song. I love David Grisman's bluegrassy playing. He gets a wonderful feel to the music and the whole band, and I really enjoyed hearing that. Hope you did too. The basic choice of songs for today's program is real bluegrassy, down straightforward bluegrassy, so I hope that appeals to you. I've just every now and then I sort of wander off a little bit from that aim. Today I'm trying to get back onto it. I've got the Nashville Bluegrass Band next from an album called Waiting for the Hard Times to Go, and I've loved the Nashville bluegrass band from right back from the days when they were called the Dreadful Snakes, really. Most of them, that sort of became the Nashville Bluegrass Band. Alan O'Brien on vocals and banjo, Pat Enright on vocals and guitar. They have a magic duo. Gene LeBear on vocals and bass, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, and he sings a bit too, and Roland White sings a bit and plays mandolin. The mandolin players swap between Roland White and Mike Compton. Roland's on this album. The song that I've selected first, When I Get Where I'm Going. Great title. You know I'm sucked in by really good titles. And this is Nashville Bluegrass Band, When I Get Where I'm Going. Alan O'Brien's doing the lead, Pat Enright's doing the tenor, and Stuart's doing the baritone harmony. And it sounds like this.
They just go without knowing why. I'm just one of them. When I get where I'm going, I'll give up the scoping and start slowing down. Got these wheels in motion, and there ain't no way to turn this train around. When I get where I'm going, that's when I'll know where I'm bound. Sometimes I forget what the house looks like. Sometimes I forget where it is. Sometimes it seems like the highway's my home. The interstate's the street where I live. I hear the distance in your voice. I hear it calling me. You say don't go, but I've got no choice. You've just got to believe. When I get where I'm going, I'll give up this going and start slowing down. Got these wheels in motion, and there ain't no way to turn this train around. When I get where I'm going, that's when I know where I'm bound.
Nashville Bluegrass can play some driving bluegrass as well as do some more mournful and slower songs. You might hear one of those a little bit later in the program. I recently got an album from Rebel Records, Seth Mulder, and Midnight Run. It's got a great picture of an old radio on the front and wood grain, and I'm a sucker for that sort of stuff. Sounds good. The album's called Coming On Strong, and it's got some great picking on it, but I've actually selected an instrumental to play from it for this show. Seth Mulder plays mandolin, and Colton Powers banjo, Chevy Wilson guitar, Tyler Griffith upright bass, and Max Silverstein fiddle. And the album was co-produced by Dudley Connell and Ken Irwin. That's a great lineup of people. And here's a really interesting banjo instrumental called Church Hill Special, Seth Mulder and Midnight Run, Coming On Strong, brand new album, 2025 it came out. Hope you're enjoying it.
Coming on strong,
a whole lot of banjo playing there, and it was one called the Church Hill Special. Did a great job with those detuners on his banjo there. They all fitted in. I wonder how many takes they took to get that right, eh? Great tune. Well, if you were at the Morrinsville Country Music Concert last Friday night, you would have heard this next tune. It's a great song. It's from Dolly Parton, and the album is The Grass is Blue, and it's a really good bluegrass album. Dolly's picked a great band to sing with, and it's a tune that I loved from when I first heard it. And we were, Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, were doing a tour called the Legends Alive or something like that, and back in the early 2000s, and we had a wonderful woman singer on the tour, not part of the bluegrass band, but I suggested she do this song with our band. Patsy Rieger did a great job of the song. It's one called Steady as the Rain, and Dolly wrote the song. When we later got a woman singer with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, Pam Finlay came on board, and she could handle songs like this. Pam was at the concert on Friday night, and we did the Steady as the Rain, and we got pretty close to it. I tell you, Pam did a brilliant job, and banjo playing was right on the edge of what I can do these days. And the rest of the band did a great job putting it there, but I hope you enjoy it. It's one of my favourite bluegrass songs. It's got Jerry Douglas on dobro, Sam Bush on mandolin, Stuart Duncan again on fiddle, Brian Sutton on guitar, Jim Mills on banjo, and Barry Bales on bass. That is a serious super group, I tell you. And Claire Lynch and Keith Little are doing the harmony vocals. Well, you can't get better backup than that. And Dolly, of course, is doing the lead vocals. See if you like Steady as the Rain. I love it.
Teardrops falling from my eyes.
Oh, we even do the ending like that. Sound look great, but oh, Jim Mills did a great job of driving that banjo along, and that steady as the rain, and that was Dolly Parton. And I tell you, I really enjoyed playing some of the music on this show, and I hope you're enjoying it too. One of my favourite groups from recent years is a band, High Fidelity, from the album Banjo Players Blues. We're going to play a song, Take My Ring From Your Finger, and it's a Louvin Brothers song. Jeremy Stevens on guitar and vocals, Karina Rose Longston on fiddle and guitar and vocals, Kurt Stevenson banjo and vocals, Daniel Armick on mandolin and guitar and vocals. Everyone sings, of course, I know that. And Vicky Vaughan on the upright bass. And this is a Louvin Brothers song. Louvin Brothers wrote great songs that really work for bluegrass bands. They've always got nice licks in them and little catchy phrases and things like that. High Fidelity do a great job of presenting bluegrass music of the style that really suits the Louvin Brothers songs. So let's listen to the song, Take My Ring From Your Finger. Song. I'm really enjoying these sort of straightforward bluegrass songs that I've selected for today's programs, and I hope you are too. That's really why I like the music. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and this comes to you from Hamilton, New Zealand. Yes, in the southwestern Pacific Ocean, right down here, there's a core of bluegrass music I've been playing and listening to this music for more than 60 years. And I just love the music. First heard Flat and Scruggs, and then it was the Dillards, and then it was Earl Taylor, and then it was Bill Monroe, and then it was the Stanley Brothers, and then it was the Country Gentlemen, and it grew and it grew and it grew. And I've got a big collection of bluegrass music now, and I'm really enjoying playing it for you. This show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. If you need anything to do with the music in your life, go and see the people at Shearer's. They're all very helpful people. They're all musicians in there. They know whether it's just some manuscript that you need for writing out tablature, or whether it's some books on songs that you could play on your guitar or your banjo or your mandolin or your fiddle or your ukulele or your keyboards or your drums or your bass or anything else that you play. They can provide strings and straps and stands and things, all the things that begin with S for your instruments. Go and see Shearer's. I'm delighted that they sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass Music. And I bought my first banjo from there way back in 1965. And it was an old Framus banjo. I wish I knew where it was these days. I don't know where. I think I sold it to someone. The things that you do, that you regret. What else? I'd like to say hello to all the people listening on podcasts all around the world. I know I get letters occasionally. If you write to me, you can write care of Free FM. Just go to the webpage and you can write and they forward it to me. And I'm usually pretty slow in replying, but I sometimes get there. And I really appreciate the fact that some people email me and say, yeah, I'm enjoying the show. Thank you very much for doing it. That's really neat. So thank you all those people listening on podcasts. I'm delighted to accompany you as you go on long drives somewhere, or you're working round home, or you're going for a walk and taking the dog out for a walk, or the cat out for a walk, or whatever it is you've got. I've already got a cat. I don't need to take a dog for a walk. And I think I'll play some bluegrass music again. David Grisman of the Bluegrass Experience. There ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone. That's a great song. I first heard that on the Bluegrass Spectacular Collection that came out in the mid-early 60s that Mike Seeger helped Rebel Records put together. But the song was written by Cowboy Copas in the mid-1940s and is first recorded by him. Anyway, Harry McAuliffe wrote the song and Cowboy Copas did the first recording. I think every bluegrass band has done a version of this. Hamilton County even did one with Bill Clifton. There ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone. It's a great song and I think it appeals to bluegrass musicians' sense of humor. Have a listen.
When I'm gone. Once I had a little sweetheart I loved dearly. We planned the day that she would be my own. Some other man has stole my darling from me. Now there ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone.